First off, I just want to say this is a great idea by Kathy and Paul, and I'm honored and happy to be a part of this group of fine poets and poems. I wanted to share my latest publication, What the Next Cornell Box Might Contain. Joseph Cornell was an outsider artist and untrained artist who lived in New York City and was active from the 1930s to the 1960s. And he had a brother with cerebral palsy. He made these fantastic assemblages, these collages, boxes with glass fronts. And inside the boxes were what he could find on the streets of New York City, what he could buy at thrift shops and 5- and 10-cent stores. So we're looking at things like soap bubble pipes, plastic ballerinas, stuffed parrots, toy globes the size of golf balls, cutouts of French newspapers. And I always liked his work from the first time I saw it. I check him out when you have a chance. About 2 years ago, I was at the Art Institute in Chicago, and they have an entire wall of Cornell's work. My old poetry mentor, Bill Olson, I remember him saying once that stories were about verbs and poems were about nouns. Well, there are lots of noun objects in my poem that imagines that Cornell is still alive and making new boxes. I hope you like it. Here's the poem. What the Next Cornell Box Might Contain. Epigraph is after seeing the Joseph Cornell boxes at the Art Institute of Chicago. A soap bubble pipe, its shank snapped. Turning out from the bowl, a ballerina in pirouette. Lithium batteries stacked like nickels, a coin slot riveted to the box's back. Your fortune, 5 cents. A Cornell family portrait. His brother Robert on a tricycle, not in his wheelchair. Shards of a phone screen, an internet search frozen, ballerinas of our time caught in the glass. 2 foosballs, dirty from too many games, 3 holes in the floor, labeled Joseph, Robert, Mother. A dollhouse wheelchair, a doll in it facing away. Her straw boater with the grosgrain ribbon. An amber vial without its childproof cap. 3 pills stuck to the bottom like stars. From a screen in the top of the box, the scent of perfume worn by his mother, who lives in this box. A photo of Joseph carrying his brother on his back. Robert smiles. Thank you.